The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Looking ahead, next Sunday's Gospel, Jesus tells his apostles that they are to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and that they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. Today's first reading is the fulfillment of that promise. The Samaritans accept the gospel from Philip, and they were filled with great joy. When the apostles heard about this, Peter and John went to Samaria and laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Our second reading from the first letter of Peter gives us instructions on how we are to share the good news with others. With gentleness and reverence, with a willingness to suffer for doing good in spreading the gospel. And today's gospel from the evangelist John is a continuation of the farewell discourse from the Gospel of John. Jesus makes it quite clear that he will be leaving his apostles, but he will not be abandoning them. He will send another, an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Many commentators translate the word advocate as paraclete, a Greek word meaning an advisor or counselor. One of the most beautiful explanations that I found was referenced by Liza Aslinger in her commentary on today's scripture readings. She quotes a writing by Jean Vanier entitled The Broken Body, the founder of the LaArche, an organization of communities that works and lives with those who have disabilities. Jean wrote, "Paraclete is a beautiful name, meaning literally the one who answers the cry or the call, sort of like a mom, who takes in her arms her upset or her weeping child. She is a paraclete." We usually refer to the first person of the Blessed Trinity as God the Father. Mother invokes other thoughts as we think about one who is trying to console a child that is upset for any reason. The gentleness and the tender, loving embrace speak consoling words, or singing a song, giving a bottle, changing a diaper. All these things that moms and, yes, dads, hopefully, do. The crisis has passed when one is in the arms of the paraclete. Think about the many Old Testament references when the chosen people cried out to God in their alarm and their prayer was answered. Most especially to go to the Exodus account and in their journey of our ancestors in faith as they across the desert, and how often they cried out to God. When they were enslaved in Egypt, when they began their long journey to the Promised Land, and the Egyptian army was not that far behind them, bearing down on them, when they lacked food, or when they were thirsty as they crossed the desert. So no less will our plea be heard and answered. The paraclete is the promise made to us by our Savior. And it is true that we are far removed from Jerusalem, but we are called to be witnesses of the gospel in the world of today, in our part of it, wherever we might be. If we happen to travel to the Middle East, so be it, to be witnesses there, our witnesses here in Southern Illinois. So no less will our plea be heard and answered. The paraclete is the promise made to us by our Savior. And so, what we do are, what do we do when we don't understand? What do we do when we are lacking not just for food or water, but for guidance or for protection? When we feel we just are out of energy, we can't go on any longer, where do we turn? To whom do we present our plea? Today's scripture readings present an answer, the answer to our needs, to whom we shall go. It's the one who said that he has the words of everlasting life. So let us not be afraid to cry out to the promised advocate, our Lord Jesus, who is sure to answer our plea, our call.